What do you give someone who's been running an opera company for 31 seasons? In the case of Seattle Opera's Spade Jenkins, it's inscribing his name on a set of four new Wagner tubas. Jenkins' tenure took Seattle Opera from the local stage to an international level. Now the company is getting instruments to match. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
As composer Richard Wagner contemplated the Ring cycle in the late 19th century, it wasn't enough to invent a four-night saga of gods and humans. Wagner also envisioned an instrument that didn't yet exist. Jeff Fair is principal horn player for the Seattle Symphony and Seattle Opera.
At times it can be strident, brassy, edgy. At other times can be gorgeous and mellow.
Wagner wrote his music in the 1860s and 70s with this instrument in mind. Then he commissioned someone to build it. Thus, the Wagner tuba was born. Fair says the instrument is actually kind of a cross between a French horn and a trombone. Wagner wrote parts for four of these tubas in the Ring. They're responsible for some of the most compelling and noble musical motifs, like the Valhalla theme about the home of the gods. Fair says the Wagner tubas the Seattle Opera owned dated from the 1970s and were like something out of the Music Man.
I call them more like band instruments. They're heavy, they're clunky, they worked okay.
As Seattle's Ring cycle gained prestige, Fair says they wanted to upgrade, so they rented some Wagner tubas that were very old.
They sounded really great, but they literally started falling apart in our last Ring cycle.
It was time to invest in something new. Musicians looked at half a dozen different Wagner tubas, but Fair says nothing felt right. Then he heard from some musicians with the San Francisco Symphony. They had purchased Wagner tubas from Andreas Youngworth, an Austrian workshop that makes instruments for the Vienna Philharmonic. Fair made a quick trip to San Francisco.
Played their tubas for an hour and thought, okay, this is what we've been looking for.
Donors stepped up to pay thousands of dollars for the new Wagner tubas. Fast forward to last Sunday morning in the rehearsal room at Macaw Hall. Opera musicians are rehearsing for Spate Jenkins' last big week. But first, they have a surprise. They want to show off the sound of the four new Wagner tubas, which have a special plaque bearing Jenkins' name. Audiences will get their first taste of these instruments tonight at the International Wagner Competition. Then on Saturday, they'll be heard again at a gala in Jenkins' honor. After the unveiling, Jenkins and the musicians are buzzing with excitement.
It's marvelous. It's really marvelous. It's a sound we've never had before.
Jenkins says the Ring is what Seattle Opera is best known for around the world, and it's a tradition he's relished.
My connection to Wagner and the Ring has been since I was a child, and I mean, I've loved it, and one of the reasons I came to Seattle, I mean, I would have probably come if they'd never done a Wagner opera here because I wanted to manage an opera company. But the fact that the Ring had already been given here 8 times by my predecessor, Glenn Ross, certainly made this the most attractive place in the world for me to come to.
Horn player Jeff Fair says the instruments are a fitting gift for another reason. Jenkins shared a special relationship with the orchestra members.
Of course, the audience doesn't see it, but before almost every show, he's down in the pit or backstage, you know, just saying hi and to different people each time. So maybe this gift of the instruments it's another symbol of the kind of connection that Spate had with each and every member of the organization.
Jenkins' term as general director at Seattle Opera officially ends September 1st, but Seattle's Ring cycle lives on. Seattle Opera is about to release its first ever Ring recording this fall. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.